Good evening, folks. You're listening to the sounds of KPAF AM 890, broadcasting from the top of Scorpion Hill, serving Springwell, Nevada, and the men and women of Filer Air Force Base. This is Nick Charles with your late night news and event updates. It was another gorgeous spring day with a high of 80 degrees, and the Springwell Rec Center would like to remind everyone that the city pool has been reopened for the summer. It's great having the city pool, isn't it? We won't be able to take the boats out to Bedrock Dam due to the closure, but at least we can work on our tans at the rec center. Don't forget that if you want to get some great deals on closeout winter wear, be sure to head over to Shotgun Sam's for their spring clearance. And it's just another normal day, folks. Let's look at some of our announcements. Springwell Electric reports that the brief power outage last night was caused by a temporary power surge. Springwell Electric would also like to apologize to our residents for the unexpected failures the last 2 days, but would like to thank you for your patience. Weather researchers at Filer Air Force Base blame the one-hour outage on static electrical buildup in a sandstorm out on Rattlesnake Ridge near Bedrock Dam. Filer's spokesperson, Colonel Carter Blanchard, reports that the sandstorm delayed the exercise being performed near the dam and is extending the closure of Bedrock through Monday evening. In response, Sheriff Wilcox has also extended the closure of Ellison Drive just past the Dry Creek campgrounds. Nothing out of the ordinary, folks. Military exercises and some sporting goods sales. Just another day in Springwell. We do have an update on Luke coming up, but first, let's hear the latest from Blue Crystal Star.
Thank you.
some of you may be wondering about Luke McKnight, the caretaker of the Dry Creek Campgrounds. I just want to let you know that I went over there to the hospital myself today. I was told that Luke is fine, but that he just needed some rest. I wasn't able to see him personally, but I'm told that the injuries from his accident aren't life-threatening. So that's a relief. So Luke, get well soon, buddy. Now let's take a call. You're on KPAF. How's your night going?
Nick, it's Layla. Why can't we see Luke? Like, I heard that he can't talk and that his burns look like tribal tattoos. What kind of accident does that? And I read on the internet that weather balloons don't have lights. Did those lights do something to Luke?
Layla, I know you're concerned about Luke, but the thing is... Whoa. Sorry, Layla, the power cut off again for a second, and I lost ya. Well, anyways, we're all concerned about Luke, but I'm sure he will tell us all about it real soon. Oh, and, hey, looks like Layla's calling back. Hey, Layla, you're on the air.
Your friend is in a coma. They got him stashed in the cellar, and he ain't coming out until they can be sure he won't tell anyone that he's seen.
Whoa. It's our prank caller again. You know, prank calls are a federal offense, buddy.
The electrical problems will continue. And there's a reason no one can go out to Bedrock Dam. And your friend knows that all too well. And by the way, your sheriff has quite the reputation for gambling, doesn't he? Maybe you can ask him what kind of debt it takes to hide the truth and put your whole town in danger.
Listen, let's not get into conspiracy theories. The sheriff likes to get a little action on the horses, but that's hardly a reason to make any accusations. We have some weather and the power goes out, and you expect me to believe that there's some sort of evil afoot?
Well, maybe you should ask Springwell where their pets are right now. Then you can explain it to me.
Pets? What are you... Sorry, folks. Anyway... We've got some callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Did that guy say something about pets? My pit bull Rocky and my neighbor's dog and cat both broke out last night when the lightning started. Does he know where they are?
Hey, Ted. Man, everybody knows Rocky. Don't worry, if he's out, someone's gonna give you a call. We have a new caller right now. Hi, you're on the air. Have you seen Rocky?
I just seen Rocky with a pack of animals just a few minutes ago running north on Main Street.
What the heck? That's weird. Thanks for the update. We're getting a ton of calls right now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, my dog Rusty started freaking out a few minutes ago. He was barking out the window like the house was burning down. So I poked my head out the door, and he pushed it right past me and joined the pack. I live off of Orange Street, and it looks like they're headed towards the campground.
Well, I guess we know who let the dogs out. Just kidding, folks. I hope you spayed or neutered your pet. It looks like they're having a wild night tonight. Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, this isn't funny. Like 50 dogs and cats just ran through the trailer park. They trashed my flower bed and carried out my plate for mango. Now they're all headed north through the park.
Wait, what? Where are you calling from?
I'm out at the Oasis Trailer Park, alongside Ellison Drive. I gotta clean this stuff up.
Okay, thanks for the update. We've got a real wild goose chase going on right now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm across the street from Zephaniah Lab, and I was doing some cleaning. I was taking out the garbage to the dumpster, and I can see the back of the chain link fence at the trailer park. It looks like the animals are all stuck there. Super weird, though. They're, like, howling and trying to get over it, like, I don't know, like they're possessed trying to get to the dam.
Oh, good. At least they're all in one place. If you're listening right now and looking for your lost pet, you will probably find it. at the Oasis Trailer Park. Thanks for calling in. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I live in the back of the park, and the sheriff just came in with four black vans. Just put all the animals in them and telling us to stay inside. Why don't they just give me back my dog? What are they doing with our pets?
Well, you know how nervous animals get during storms. Besides, we all know Sheriff Wilcox. I'm sure that he's got everything under control.
But they were all at the back fence barking towards the dam. Isn't that strange?
Hey, thanks for letting us know. See, they found him, folks. And I bet Rocky's in there, too. There's nothing to worry about. Just a spring storm and some spooked pets. But let's get serious for a minute. Do you have a request for a special someone tonight? We're taking calls for your sexy songs of magical night. Here's one. Hello, you're on the air. What do you want to play for your special someone?
They're losing control of the situation, Nick. Even the animals are being affected. The military is playing with things that they don't understand. Have you ever seen pets act like that before?
Alrighty. Thanks for calling. It's been a weird, weird night, folks, but I'm sure everything is just fine. I'm sure that we'll get an update, and all of our questions will be answered tomorrow. KPAF is a division of McGuire Broadcasting, providing music and news to the men and women of the armed forces. The views and opinions expressed during this local news and events updates are not necessarily shared by the McGuire Broadcasting and its subsidiaries.